Control of the Senate determined. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Democrats will retain control of the Senate after it was announced that Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto had won. Cortez Masto giving her victory speech in Las Vegas a short time ago.
She said she knows her state, and when pundits said she couldn't win, she knew, as she put it, we'd prove them wrong. She also said that Nevada has, in her words, rejected the far-right politics working to divide us. Now, it was at 6:20 p.m. last night that Senator Cortez Masto tweeted, "Thank you, Nevada." That was within minutes of officials here in Clark County dropping their final batch of ballots. That showed that she had surged past her Republican challenger, Adam Laxalt, and into a lead that was strong enough for the Fox News decision desk to call the race.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Las Vegas. Political control over the House is still too close to call as votes in key races continue to be counted. In gubernatorial races, incumbent Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu won re-election and talked about the midterms on ABC's This Week.
This extremism that's out there, and that's what this was. This was just a rejection of that extremism. I don't think anyone likes the policies out of D.C. No one likes paying $6 for a gallon of heating oil, especially with winter coming. But what I think people said was, look, we can work on these policies later, but as Americans, we got to fix extremism right now, and I think that's exactly what you saw.
In the Arizona gubernatorial race, Republican Kerry Lake trails Democrat Katie Hobbs by more than 34,000 votes. An election win for abortion rights supporters in Kentucky will be tested this week when the state Supreme Court considers the state's abortion ban. It's the first legal test for abortion rights after the midterm elections. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is expected to testify this week before a Georgia grand jury about what role he played in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to side with Senator Lindsey Graham, and that means he will testify before the Fulton County grand jury. Senator Graham had argued he shouldn't have to testify, that the speech and debate clause applies to him because he was conducting work after the 2020 election that regards his legislative duties. The Supreme Court said he could still testify and not answer questions pertaining to those duties. The Fulton County District Attorney says Graham was calling Georgia's Secretary of State after the election to talk about reexamining ballots. The DA says he also questioned the election's outcome. Graham is expected to testify on the 17th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Britain's King Charles III led the nation to honor servicemen and women who lost their lives to war. Big Ben chimed 11 times to mark the start of 2 minutes of silence. It was the first time Charles led the ceremony since the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, in September. Remembrance Sunday is marked every year in the UK on the closest Sunday to Armistice Day on November 11th, with the wearing of poppies and the 2 minutes of silence. Former President Trump's inviting reporters to his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida this week for an announcement he plans to make.
Former President Donald Trump will announce something, though he won't say what, other than many people will like it. He's called a press conference to take place Tuesday evening at the Mar-a-Lago Club, the posh Palm Beach club he owns and where he now resides. The speculation and bookmakers' bets are on his formally announcing he will seek the White House again in 2024. It is assumed the former president would campaign for the Republican Party's nomination, but nothing would stop him from running as an independent. in Broward County, Florida. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.